Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them as well. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Beth.
Hi Feifei, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you Beth. So I saw an interesting expression online the other day. It's in my travel era. It's a very creative expression, isn't it? I've also seen in my Gothic literature era, in my sporty era, things like that. Beth, what does it mean?
Well, people use it to describe the main thing that they are focused on at the moment. So, for example, if you saw in my travel era, well, if you're traveling for a few months and upload pictures as you travel, then you might write this caption, I'm in my travel era. It's really common to see it online, but people do say it as well.
So it's a fun and creative way of saying you're really into something in a particular period of life. It could be for a short time or a longer time. Are you in any era at the moment, Beth?
I don't know. Well, I've been reading some books about art recently and I visited some art galleries. So I guess I could say I'm in my art era. Yeah, maybe. What about you, Feifei?
Last year, I was really into knitting. So I could say I was in my knitting era.
Oh, very nice. Well, here are some more examples of the expression in my era.
I recently joined a choir, so I guess you could say I'm in my singing era.
Right now, I think I'm in my gardening era. The weekend comes round, I just can't wait to start digging.
I spent the whole weekend baking cupcakes and pies. I must be in my baking era.
So this can be quite a jokey expression and it shouldn't be taken too literally. You might stay at home and watch films all day in your pyjamas and tell your friends that you are in your lazy era. It doesn't mean you're actually spending an era being lazy.
No, it just means you're really into one particular thing at the moment, almost like giving it a chapter title in the book of your life.
That's right. So, to recap, we've learnt in my era, which describes what you're focused on at a particular time in your life.
And that's all from us. We'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. Bye.
Bye.
Ever started a new job and had no idea what people were talking about? You're not alone. It was probably all business jargon. In our new series, we talk about the strange words and phrases people use at work that not everyone understands. Search for Learning English for Work in your podcast app or head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.